him, a young understudy. Michael Close has just been found out that he's done his ACL, and he's come down and he's landed on the AstroTurf, where the AstroTurf meets the boundary line there on the bench at Etihad Stadium. And don't worry, the AFL will be hearing more about this. This kid's now out for 12 months. Cost him a year. How bad's that? The AstroTurf going all the way to the boundary line. There's a bit of a lip there. Now, that's workplace health and safety for mine.
Prosecution?
Well, that was Jonathan Brown last night on the couch on Fox Footy.
And
if you watch it, I mean, it's hard to argue that the part where the
yeah,
natural
I know.
Surf,
I've been out there, Andy. I've been on the ground, and they were actually quite chuffed. The Etihad people about how they've been able to provide that sort of an outside area to the boundary line, and it was all redone after last season as well. So the whole thing's new.
Well, this is the nightmare scenario. Greg Swan, the CEO of the Brisbane Lions, has joined us ostensibly to talk about something else. But Swanee, we have to talk to you about where the club sits with Michael Close. Good morning to you.
Hi, Murray. How are you?
Going well. What we heard Jonathan Brown on the show last night. I mean, the club would have had conversations about this already, I'm sure. What have those conversations sounded like?
Yeah, look, we Dean Warren, our footy manager, had spoken to Mark Evans and actually sent him a line before we knew the results of the scan. Actually, just saying, look, we've got a bit of a concern about how far that comes out, how far the AstroTurf comes out, and then obviously when we got the scans back, and he's done a knee, which. It was pretty gut-wrenching for Michael, he's just got his way back in the team. He's only a young fella. So, yeah, he misses the season. And, we just think it's more of an issue that now probably should be looked at so it doesn't happen again. That's where we're at with it. And, what we do ourselves, we just, Michael goes and gets the operation and we get on with it. But, we don't think there's much doubt that, he slipped on that, and that's been one of the reasons that he's done his knee.
When you look at the footage, it's hard to argue against that as well. From the club's perspective, do you take this further? Is there potential legal ramifications?
Compensation?
Is there those types of things that you're going to look at?
No, we haven't. Well, as I said, it's more about the safety part and hoping it doesn't happen again. Look, we'll talk to Mark again and just go through that, but our initial concerns, as I said before, we knew he had done his knee. Was that we think that it does come out too far, and we know why they do it. It's obviously just to there's a lot of traffic and things that goes there, but and sometimes there's all the unintended consequences. And in this instance, when you look at the vision, it's pretty clear what's happened.
Swanee, we know the footy club has got some financial issues, and that's part of your brief to deal with those and hopefully sort of get them into sort of smoother territory down the track. But one of the stories that has appeared is the consideration of a game being played overseas in Singapore. Is this serious? Are you seriously looking at this?
We are. I mean, one of the things that, we just got to work with the AFL about, perhaps expanding the game, and there's a brand new stadium built over there. It holds about 50,000 people. It's it's an indoor facility, a little bit like Etihad, and it's got a capacity to play a game there. And there's a lot of expats and a lot of money up in Asia, and so it's very tentative at this stage. But just having a look at it, we will.
Have they come to you with somebody from Singapore and consortium involved with the stadium come to you with this idea, or are you kind of launching it towards them?
No. There's been we've had some contact with Singapore Tourism. I mean, I think one of these destination games are pretty big in all sports. I mean, even in the stadium, I think it's only 2 years old, but Juventus has played over there, and they're always looking for products. So there's it's a bit of a mutual chat about whether we'd be interested in having a game up there, and and we said we would be, and there's a lot of work to be done, and it's still very, very early stages. But if it all stacked up okay, one game a year up there would be of interest to us. Yeah, something different. I mean, we can't keep doing the same thing and delivering the same results and expect to get out of the mire. So obviously from our point of view, this would have to be a pretty good financial exercise. But even our sponsors are pushing up into Asia as well. So all those things sort of, the planets align a bit there.
Swanee, just tell us about the biggest challenges that you face right now as a Brisbane Lions person.
I think the financial part is the one. I mean, not yeah, we've made some steps already this year to, you know, turn some things around. And but, you know, you're a long way back. I mean, last year we lost $3 million. So obviously, you can't, as I said before, you can't keep doing that and expect to survive, really. I mean, there comes a point in time where you know, the money from the AFL and everything else starts to dry up. So it's really up to us to turn it around. Having said that, we can, because, look, we are a one-team town, notwithstanding we've got the other codes here. But, you know, from an AFL perspective, you know, we are a one-team town. And the thing you probably notice most up here, and, you know, even walking around where I live, you know, there's a footy club down the road, but most of the people there are ex-Victorians, and all their kids are running around in Essendon or Carlton or Collingwood or, you know, jumpers, because their dads have sort of put that on them. So there's a, you know, it's incumbent on us to get them to sort of come and watch, if they want their fix of AFL footy, to come and watch the Lions. So, look, so far, as I said, we've turned it a bit around, but that's a challenge, because with that comes investment into your footy department and everything else. I mean, that soft cap in football is $9.4 million and we spend $7.3 million. You know, we're a long way behind some of the other clubs, and there'd be clubs spending $10 and $11 million. So, you know, it's all about investing back in your footy department, and that's probably the thing that's the biggest challenge for us.
Good luck, mate. We wish you well, and we'll watch the Michael Close one, and we'll see where how quickly Singapore looms on our horizon. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, boys.